Hey guys, and welcome to another edition of the Latin Babbler Show. I am your host, Latin Babbler. I am joined today by Maite La Tigera.
Hello, hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
Miss Rocky is in the house.
What's up, what's up?
We have Bree.
Hey everyone, how are you?
And Hannah.
Hey, welcome everybody to the show.
Guys, thank you so much for all the support that you have given us. Our last episode, Celebrating Latinx, did very well. We were enjoying all of the feedback that you have given us. Without further ado, let's jump right in. And we have celebrity. Let's go.
Well, celebrity, as you guys all know, LeJuan James got married recently. It was a beautiful wedding.
Yes.
The full video is out. Thank you, Ms. Rocky, for letting us know.
You're welcome.
It was a beautiful ceremony. I almost cried, but of course, I'm a very cynical person right now because I'm single. It was a beautiful wedding, even though I wanted to cry because I'm single again. I'm going to say it again.
And if you didn't hear her, she says she's single.
I'll say it again. I'm single. The wedding was really beautiful. Her dress was gorgeous.
Any suitors?
His suit was really nice. Again, I'm going to say the hair, he could have done some work on it. But again, that's not my kind of flavor. But some people like the jerry curls. I mean, it was just a breathtaking wedding. And I liked it because it was very original. The videos were original.
Like, gorgeous.
They were talking to each other. Like, oh, mama, you look so hot. Huepa. Que linda te ve. Ay, chula, mami. Que rica.
Ese huevo quiere sal. Ese huevo quiere sal.
Oye, tigera, te voy a coger ahorita, no te preocupes, you know, all kinds of stuff.
You know what, though? I didn't mind his hair. I actually liked his hair.
I love this hair, but, you know, yeah. She had a Jerry curl.
Everybody got their tea, you know, that's not my tea.
Yeah, la tigera prefers that, like, Prince Eric look, huh? Nice and clean shaven.
Same, though.
Yeah. No, like Joseph from the Bachelorette kind of haircut, you know, like,
Gotcha.
Oh, Joseph. Geez.
Yeah, she likes that, Mad Men type haircuts.
Yeah.
They looked amazing. So, you know, much props to him. They're married now. He deserves it. He's come up. He's blown up since Vine. I mean, the man has put up a name for himself, and he has put up a name for the Latin community, man. Give it up for LeJuan James. LeJuan James, if you're listening, you got to come on the show eventually.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get off of the T-Mobile commercials and get on the Latin Babbler show.
That's what I'm saying. And now, what we got with Cardi B?
Well, Cardi B, you guys know she's been in the tabloids like forever with the WAP song, with the video showing her man cheating on her, with her coming out and saying that he mentally abused her. Now they're trying to work things out. She just celebrated her birthday. By mistake, she posted some pictures that she deleted them, but she didn't say vote. So we're gonna leave it there. Apparently she tweeted that they, you know, they're trying to work things out, and you know, the fans, they don't care, they tell you how it is, and she doesn't want people telling her how to live her life, how she should do with her man. You know how offset in her relationship been, on and off. But apparently, you know, like I say, you put your stuff out there, you gotta get ready to get what people are gonna say.
That's the thing that I don't understand about this. You're going to turn around and put your stuff on social media.
All of it.
Every day.
Including the web.
Every day.
Including
your breasts. Like, you put everything out there, even if it's by mistake, you're putting it out there, and then you're expecting fans who get these information in a matter of seconds, and 3 million people already see it because they're constantly on their phones looking for updates on these artists.
Yep.
So when you make it seem like you're done with somebody, and this goes for all relationships, if you're going to turn around and say to somebody, I'm done with this person, this is abusive and this and that, and then you're going to go back to that person, you know you're going to get chastised by the people around you, your loved ones, especially fans who have nothing invested except to glorify you or to demonize you. So I don't know. She just kind of put herself in that situation. So she can't be upset.
Publicity stunt.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, it could be a publicity stunt. She deleted her Twitter, right?
She deleted her whole entire account. And then she also went on saying that she's not a Disney star, that her life is not as messed up. And all kinds. She even mentioned names. She mentioned Ariana Grande.
Wow.
So,
everyone on the spot. Whoa.
So basically, she went cray-cray. She went cray-cray and she deleted her account.
I don't know what Disney got to do with it. Like, Leave Disney alone.
Also, Ariana Grande's Nickelodeon, so like,
seriously,
get it right.
Let's get the freaking the TV channels correct here.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm like curious though. Did some of the stars like talk back, like the Disney stars or Nickelodeon stars? Like, did Ariana Grande respond to it?
I have not seen anything, but I will look into it and I'll bring it up in the next show. I'll see if I got any scoop on that. But I'm just tired of people putting up their stuff. I mean, you see it all the time in social media. They put something up and they be like, why are you saying this? The one you put it up there for, like, you know, just don't put it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, social media is supposed to be a place where you engage with your fans, you know, healthy engagement and so forth. If you start putting your negative stuff on there, don't expect that somebody's going to not say something.
Exactly.
And if they're going to say something, then be ready to understand why they are saying something. It's because they got pervy into something that they weren't supposed to technically be involved in to begin with.
And remember, we're talking about Twitter here. Twitter is like, it shouldn't even exist.
Oh, yeah. No, Twitter is...
Twitter's ruthless. Deadly. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It's the beast of all social media.
They should call it the roast.
The roaster. I don't know.
Roaster from Twitter.
Twitter to roaster.
That Twitter has destroyed so many lives. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
All you hear is negativity. You don't hear nothing positive from Twitter, ever.
All right, well, what we got? We got reality TV. Hannah, what you got?
Man, the episode 2 of Claire's season was just something to see. If you don't watch The Bachelor, I really feel like you should. I feel like you'll watch one episode and your life will change. But I have some favorite moments, one of which is the fact that they are making Dale out to be actual Christ. Like, this guy gets such a long edit. They had a episode, little piece, where each guy had to say nice things to Claire. And it was like, 3 seconds for you, 3 seconds for you, 3 seconds. And then they got to Dale. It was like a marriage proposal, a long-ass love letter. And I was like, what are they trying to do here?
Yeah, it's just funny, too, because, like, his speech wasn't even, like, that romantic or strong compared to everybody else's. Some people were saying rhyming poems, and they just used a three-second clip of that. He was like, I like you, you like me. We're a happy family. It's a great big hug and kiss from me to you. Won't you say you like me too?
Oh, but she does. Gosh. We know she does. And like,
yeah.
Oh, she's in love.
Yeah, it was rough. And she's getting really pissy with everybody other than Dale. She had a conversation with this guy named Brandon. It's all over the internet now because she was like, well, why did you come on for me? And he's like, well, you're beautiful. And he really didn't have much else to say. And it's like, well, you don't know each other yet. This is the first week of dates. And she took that the wrong way.
She sure did.
Left. She sent him home. She did not wait for a rose ceremony, which, by the way, we didn't even get one, which I don't even want to get into that. But it was a total mess. Not to mention, there was another group date where, you know, the men didn't realize they were supposed to swoop her up the second she finished talking. And she took that the wrong way as well. And it was just like, they're kind of making her out to be this villain that needs everybody to be obsessed with her. And it's like, girl, give them at least a week. Like, you just met each other, potentially. And not everybody's in love with you yet the way that Dale is. I don't know what to say about it.
She's 39. She knows what she wants, you know?
Right.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys something.
To say that enough.
I wasn't there. I was in the last show to talk about The Bachelorette. But after seeing Dale, he's cute and everything, but there was some hotties besides Dale on that show. Like,
oh, yeah, we stressed that enough.
That kind of swept Dale under the rug a little bit. I don't know.
Sure did. He doesn't look nothing like he does in his pictures.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Speaking of hotties, I kind of had to defend my pick for hottest last week, which was Mr. Bennett. And after the post-credit scene with him, you got to admit this guy is charming. When he had the face masks on and they were in the little hot tub. Come on, man is a 10.
Mine is Joseph. Mine is Joseph.
He might be a 10, but he got 3 to like a 1 because he was the one that was left there hanging after she went to go and talk to Dale.
I know. He should have been there. That she should have like went back into his arms. But no, she has to go off with her husband, basically.
I got one last question on this whole situation. I mean, they ended up playing strip dodgeball. It wasn't supposed to be that.
Yes.
And I'm indifferent about watching a bunch of guys on national TV walking home with their junk in their hands.
Oh, yes.
Now look, do we really believe that it was Claire's idea to say, no, we're not just going to play dodgeball, it's strip dodgeball? Like, it was literally spray painted on the sign. This was a preconceived idea, and everybody's blaming her for, like, oh, she's objectifying men, which, yeah, she is.
Absolutely.
But then again, we don't know if it was her idea or not. Like, you,
I guess.
That one you can't tell if it was the producers. All I know is the team lost, but America won. Brianna won because Blake lost.
But she could be behind it because she may want to see Dale's, you know what.
He wasn't on that.
He wasn't in that one, yeah.
The one guy literally apologized to her for not wanting to, like, whip his junk out. I'm like, you shouldn't have to do this in the first place.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to apologize.
I agree.
Although,
too.
Honestly, cheers to him, though, because he stayed. He like, he stayed with how he felt. He was like, look, I love you, but I'm not like that. Like, I'm sorry. And and she was like, it's fine. Like, it's
we cool. gotta, like, always go back to, like, if the roles were reversed, this would never happen on The Bachelor season where the guy's like, everybody just strip, and I can't sit here and be a feminist and still be like, yeah, take off your clothes for my
all the women are gonna end up taking off their bras and underwear and walking back all kind. Like, no, that wouldn't happen. I guarantee you that we would be having a different conversation if that had been done to a woman. All right, moving on. I'm actually very proud of what we're about to announce next. The Latin Babblers show, and we also have Ignite the Hearts, has teamed up for quite a good challenge. I'm going to go ahead and play the promo so you understand a little bit of what Ignite the Hearts does. And then we're going to have Bree give you a little information as to what we're doing this year.
What's Ignite the Hearts?
It's a community of people with a mission to help. And a handy pack when times are really hard.
It's providing clothes to someone in need.
And preparing our future leader.
It's planting a new seed while cleaning our communities one bag at a time.
Our mission is to help serve many individuals and families in need by providing food, clothes, resources, and support. 95% of all our contributions goes towards our projects.
We partner with local community shelters, programs, and volunteers to make sure we reach out to as many families as possible.
Come join the movement, because united,
we can make a difference.
We can make a difference.
We can make a difference. Visit us online to learn more at ignitethehearts.org.
This year, Ignite the Hearts has a great Thanksgiving Box of Love event for you, your friends, and the family. So, if you would like to get involved, you can donate to ignitethehearts.org or accept the challenge. And the challenge is 5 easy steps. Are you guys ready?
I am.
Go ahead.
Ready!
Yes, all right. Let's do it. So first, you purchase a medium-sized box and you decorate it with your family and friends. And then you're going to purchase a Thanksgiving dinner or items on our website and give it to a family in need. Best part is if you don't know of a family, you can send your box to a local shelter or a church. And you make sure to tag at Ignite the Hearts Nyla and hashtag Ignite the Hearts. Are you guys excited to do this event? Because I am really, really excited. I already started decorating my box and everything.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So this is all national, every state is doing this?
All national. Honestly, you can do it on your own. It's just a little movement to pay it forward.
Awesome. I love that.
What we did is last year, we ended up creating, I believe it was 38 boxes. And we had volunteers come into the basement of a library and they painted all of these boxes and decorated them for Thanksgiving. We distributed those boxes. I believe 27 of those went to a local shelter in New Jersey, a family transition center.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We had 7 that went to a local church that was located in, I believe it was mid-Jersey, Monroe Township area. And we had a few that were located in the northern aspect of it. And we also gave different handy packs to homeless around the area. So this year, what we decided to do is, we can't be in every state, but we can definitely do a challenge. And because we can do the challenge, people can go ahead and make their own box and do the exact same thing we were doing in New Jersey in their neighborhoods. You know, tag us so we can see what everybody's doing. And hopefully we're able to feed a lot more families nationwide. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm super excited for it. And I personally, on my account, will also be showing how to do it. I'll show off my box, my family's boxes. So I'm really excited. If you want to get involved, you can email or message at Ignite the Hearts Nyla as well.
I'm excited. Hannah has the next update, which is going to be really, really fun.
On Wednesday, we are having the most exciting event in Latin Babbler show history. It is our very first Halloween episode live. It is going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check your
time zones if you don't know. And it is going to be a spooky, exciting blast. And you have to join us to see our faces and learn all about us and our favorite Halloween memories. We are going to all have our own cooking with us, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to have basically a virtual dinner party all across the U.S. or even the world. And we are going to talk about our favorite Halloween movies, some Halloween memories, and of course, our costumes. I personally just got my piece of my costume today that I was super excited about. Probably going to wear it to bed tonight. And I really think that you should come and see what I'm talking about.
There is a Halloween costume contest. For those of you who attend, you have to come dressed up. The judges are going to be the cast, and we're going to look through and pick out the one that we feel is the best. And the winner of that challenge will get $100.
Wow. I'm giving you a hint. I'm dressing like a hero.
Also, Cardi B is going to be in the house.
So it's going to be Wednesday, October the 28th at 9 p.m.
Okay.
We will start exactly on the dot. We will be introducing everybody from the cast, introducing our dishes, and then we'll be going right in. There'll be a top 10 scariest movies of all time. We'll have some contests. There's going to be some polls and prizes. And again, the biggest one of all, $100 to the best costume. And that's none of the cast can win, so it's literally all guests. And now, Artist Spotlight. And this week's Artist Spotlight is Millie Gibson, originally from Winchester, Virginia.
Woo!
Her soul for music stems from childhood influences such as Sade, Ella Fitzgerald, modern-day artists such as Alicia Keys. She writes her own original content. She enjoys performing several different types of genre. It's blues, funk, jazz, musical theater, classic. You know, at a very young age, she moved to New York, and she's continued her original music. And so she's also pursuing a modeling and acting career. Without further ado, here is her song, Break It.
Do they, ooh, ooh, they, ooh, they, ooh, ooh, they, do they, ooh, ooh, they, yeah. Can I tell you, babe, can I tell you, darling, what I think of? All the times that we spend is so special, it's so timeless, but I can't forget what you couldn't let.
That's very nice.
Oh, I love her. She's so amazing.
No, she was great.
Yeah, it's really a song. Really nice
song. The song is so catchy.
That girl's going to go places.
I actually wanted to find out what the song was about. And so she was nice enough to actually send us a description of what that was. I'm going to play it right now.
My song Break It really touches on a story about someone who is struggling within a relationship with their partner, where they feel like they're not able to really break down the barriers of getting to know that person internally and what really speaks to them and in their heart and how they really feel about each other. And what really inspired me to write this song was to not just tell a story about one experience in particular, but to really tell a story of a collective of experiences that kind of really circled all in one. About my past relationships and how there seems to be quite a bit of a pattern from what I've gathered and from what I've learned in my young adulthood.
That's wow. So
cool. I think everybody can relate with that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can relate to that. Sometimes we have a pattern of people that we meet. I like it.
It's absolutely very good. I love it. And so you can read her bio on latinbabbler.com, and you can also visit her website at milliegibson.net. So for those of you who are interested, go check it out. Show her some support.
Let's show her some love,
She's
guys.
She's honestly extremely talented, and she Very has other perfect. Songs as well, too.
All right, let's have some fun.
Yay.
So I remember a while ago, we did it, with the Savvy Dealmaker. We decided to do Two Truths and a Lie. So this week, we're going to use Bree as our Two Truths and a Lie. All right. So let's see how many of you guys know your cast member. You ready?
I feel like y'all know me so well, but we'll see.
We'll see how we do. All right. Okay. Number one, Brie gets nervous and poops before an audition.
True.
True.
Yeah. I'm a nervous pooper as well, so I feel that.
Before I fly, I do that.
Y'all don't know if I'm a nervous pooper. I'm pretty confident.
Here's number two. I got to hug Keanu Reeves while on set of John Wick 3. Remember, Bree's an actress, and, you know, she was actually on John Wick 3, so let's hold on to that one. You ready?
I didn't know that.
Yes, yes, there's things we don't know.
You did hug him.
Number three, she frequently gets cast as a chicken in a play.
That's false.
I know it's happened once.
I think that's happened a couple times.
Yeah, so I don't think she hugged Keanu. I think they worked together.
Yeah.
But I think she just saw him and his glorious face.
All right, so I'm going to start with three. So do you guys think that she gets casted as a chicken? Is that true?
Well, they already said it. They already said the answers, Hannah and Rocky.
They already said the answers, but we don't know. I mean, consensus. Right. We got
going
it?
Going true.
I'm going with true.
You're going to go with true? Okay, that one's true. She has been casted as a chicken.
I've been cast as a juggling chicken. I've been cast as a sexy chicken. I've been cast as a fluffy chicken. Yeah, for some reason, I just play an amazing chicken in plays.
There you go.
There you go.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. All right.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Literally.
Number one was I get nervous poops before an audition.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know why I think that's a yes. I don't have any reasoning for it. I just feel it.
Is that true or false?
Yes, sir. I get nervous poops.
Yeah, I knew
it. It's actually why I never eat ever before an audition. Even today, I had to do an audition, and I had to eat afterwards. I had to wait till 5 p.m. So
before I fly, I get like that.
Even if nothing's in my system, I still have to poop. It's awkward.
I get it before I have like a doctor's appointment because I really hate doctors, and I'm afraid that I'm like stinky.
All these women be pooping on the show.
Well, we poop, we're human. It's natural. It's all natural.
Which means that number two is the false one.
Yes.
So she says that she got to hug Keanu Reeves while on the set of John Wick 3. That is false.
Yeah, so I got to work next to him for 5 days. So I pretty much was next to him and I was able to talk, but I was not able to hug him. I'd get fired.
Did
so.
You caress?
No, but you know what? Keanu Reeves is very, very respectful. So I don't think he would have hugged you.
But you know what? In one of the takes, obviously this one wasn't in the movie, but you guys know the Grand Central Station where he's trying to leave the enemy? So I didn't move in the right direction. And as he's trying to escape, I accidentally slammed into him. Was just awful. Like, I technically did hug him, but it was more like a slam crash into his body. Had to make him start over. So that did happen. But it was like 3 a.m. So in my defense, I was exhausted. Obviously, they had to redo that take. Cool. And if you notice in movies, they always make anyone who's cast as like an extra, like a super blurry blob. Like, yeah. You could never tell who that was.
I can't see myself in Wild Things ever, ever.
I want to see that movie just for you now.
I was actually in Star Wars The Force Awakens as an extra. I'm just kidding. Oh,
she was a vegetable on the floor.
Yeah, I was.
All right. So, let's talk about a new documentary. It was Miss Rocky's idea, who was visiting here in California.
You're welcome.
And she had mentioned to us, hey, you know, have you watched this documentary about Huerta Mercado? And I'm like, I've seen it on there. I haven't really had the chance to look at it. So we actually, you know, sat down and looked at it. And I have to tell you, the documentary is called Mucho, Mucho Amor, The Legend of Huerta Mercado. It focuses on his entire life from childhood, you know, to his successes and his trials and more. The documentary was extremely well done, I think. Even the interview with Huerta Mercado himself, you got to really feel and see his personality and what was important to him and how he handled when people mistreated him, but even more how he treated them regardless of that mistreatment.
Yeah.
And so for those of you who aren't aware, if you are Latino, and you don't know Huerta Mercado, you were pretty much living under a rock your entire life, okay? There's no way. Yeah. This guy was international. Just his outfits alone are only even getting close by maybe Ric Flair. Other than that, there's nobody who wore outfits like this guy. He was actually a Puerto Rican actor, he was a dancer, he was a writer, but what he was best known for was his television personality. He was an astrologer in this. When I was growing up, when he came on, everyone in the house had to shut the hell up. There was no excuse. Because if you didn't, you were going to get your butt whooped. I think, Tigre, you can relate to this. We kind of grew up together and so forth. You know, what's your childhood memories on Huerta Mercado?
Well, all I remember is that every day, around a certain time, I'm trying to remember the time, they would give a show and then he would come on and do the horoscopes. And my mom would be like, ¡Cállate! ¡Que voy a perder mi horoscopo! ¡Cállate! And then I'll be like,
horoscopo.
Horoscopo. You know what I'm saying. And then I was like, okay. And then I grew up with that. Then I'll be like, shut up. Because then if you don't pay attention, you lose your spot. Like, your horoscope comes and goes. And it's quick. So I remember that. And I literally watched it every time until I stopped watching the novela. You start working and you miss those shows. But it was the best. I always liked it.
I believe the show was Primer Impacto. They would have like the news section, and then he would come in last, if I'm correct, Miss Rocky, right?
Yeah, about the last like 5 minutes of the segment.
So it was around 5-ish, around there. I think Primer Impacto was around 5-ish. Yeah. So, but he will say the horoscope so fast that you have to shut up because you will miss your horoscope.
Miss Rocky, what about you?
Well, the documentary, I think, was amazing because it got for you to feel Walter in a personal level that we didn't get to see on TV. Because like we said, we only saw the astrology part of him, but we got to see who he really was. And he was just a caring, humble human being. In the beginning of the documentary, he like saves a little bird and gives him life. It's something that, you know, was born with him. But I remember as a child, it was my abuelita, my mom, and my dad, all in front of the one TV in the living room, going, shh, 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 Walter, ahí está Walter, shh, Raquelita, shh, shh, everybody be quiet, because they had to hear Walter every afternoon. You know, just his capes, and he was so extravagant, and when he would say, Sagitario.
Yes.
And he would look at you through the TV, it's like he was looking at you, you know, like, I'm talking about you, and you just felt it, I don't know. Yeah. Something. It's awesome.
And all his horoscopes were like true. None of them were.
Oh, yeah. He was always on point.
And then when he would talk, what you would do, you'd be like, you see, mom, for real, man, that's really happening to me.
So a lot of people in the, you know, the documentary, a lot of people were wondering where he was, because for a while he had disappeared. And then later on, we'll find that it's because of troubles with a contract. So he basically lost like almost everything. He lost the rights to his name. His lawyers weren't looking out for him at all. He gave them the contract. They went over it. They were like, yep, this contract's okay. And he went ahead and he signed in without reading it because he just trusted these people so much. And it, what ended up happening is he had like a 6-year long battle and then he finally won. Yeah. And I can only imagine what that had to be like, because the person who created this mess was the person who actually put him up there and did everything to try and get the stardom that he had. So to be betrayed by the same person, right. He basically signed over everything to this guy at one point or another, had to have felt crushed. After the 6-year battle, I think what ended up happening is he finally won, got his name back and all of his recognition, but he ended up having a heart attack shortly after. And that ended up taking a toll on his health and his career. But I gotta tell you, one of my favorite scenes was watching Lin-Manuel meeting him. And I know Brie, as an actress, what do you think about that?
Ah, yes, Mr. Hamilton himself, Lin-Manuel Miranda. He got the chance to meet his hero, Walter Mercado, and his words honestly were so touching. If you watched that documentary, you would definitely agree. So this happened because one of the producers on Mucho Mucho Amor, Alex Fuermo, he arranged a meeting on January 2019, I believe, between Mercado and Miranda. And fun fact, Miranda at the time was performing Hamilton in Puerto Rico. So while he and his dad, while they were riding up the elevator to see Walter Mercado, he said, you know, growing up with Walter Mercado, I just remember thinking how dramatic he was and how fabulous he was. And it was just a staple of our childhood, which is kind of like what everyone in this group has been saying as well. And he tells Mercado how he grew up watching him with his grandmother every morning. And I'm not going to lie, I got emotional, especially when he told him, you know, I want you to know that you have a friend and admirer in me, because, you know, Lin-Manuel, he's basically sharing about how much of an impact he had in his childhood and in his life. And personally, I think Miranda's tweet, Mucho Paz y Mucho Mucho Amor, is what also brought Mercado's comeback. That's just my opinion, just because of how popular Hamilton was. I think he played a major role in, for people who didn't know who Walter Mercado was, to knowing who he was today.
His tweet was actually interesting, because what happened was he took the picture with Walter Mercado and then he posted it up. And immediately after he posted it up, his replies were like, wait, he's still alive? How have we not known this? Where has he been? And everybody just started getting a glimpse of that refreshing memory they had when they were growing up. You know, some of these people are 35, 40, even late 20s. I mean, if you're in your teens or even in your 20s, your parents have probably mentioned Walter Mercado. And because of that, people started reaching out to him to the point where they created an exhibit in his name that he was completely included to. And Hannah, you got more information about that.
Yeah, I was first exposed to Walter Mercado in an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, because there's a drag queen named Alexis Mateo who did an impersonation of him that ended up winning her that challenge. And so afterwards, I was aware of him and I was kind of upset that I hadn't been beforehand. Luckily, in 2019, around the same time as this documentary, there was an art exhibition of all of his amazing garments and personal memorabilia in Miami at History Miami Museum. And I've seen some of the pictures of the exhibition. They should absolutely make this either a permanent thing or a traveling thing, because in addition to being a huge personality, just the fashion of it, the gender nonconformity of what he did was super inspiring. And obviously it still lives on in other forms of media.
And it's true. If you go there now, you'll see a lot of his garment. A lot of his early career as an actor, you know, he did a lot of Broadway in Puerto Rico and things of that nature. So I don't know, for me, it brought back a lot of memories. Like there were times where I was just sitting there and I'm like, man, I completely remember what this man was like and how important it was for the Latino household. For those of you who don't know, I think it was 3 months after the exhibit, he passed away. And so I think the best thing that could happen to him, and he said it himself, he's like, if there was a heaven, this would be it. This moment right here, where he is able to see his fans and see his life displayed in this exhibit, this is what he lived for. And at that point, that's all he needed. And I'm just so happy that a man with his legacy and a man who has basically brought up the Latino name all the way up to the national and international level, got a send off of that magnitude. And so in honor of that, what we're going to do is we're going to have our own little Huerta Mercado moment. And Miss Rocky's Absolutely Ooh. Zodiac Signs is going to end the show.
With lots of love. So here we go, guys. So we are in the month of Libras, actually closing up. So we're going to talk about Libra real quick. So the first thing, something about your home routine will be different. Fortunately, you will work hard to make your surroundings pleasant because this is important for you. This is because you are affected by your environment more than other signs. Dealing with others could be more draining or tiresome than expected. If so, take some time out for some much needed peace and quiet. Focus on what matters the most and not that unnecessary drama. All right, so that's for our Libras. Scorpio will be starting in a couple of days. So you might be upset with yourself because something isn't coming out as perfectly as you'd like. However, now is the time to be overly attached to outcomes. So do your best and let the universe surprise you. Next, Sagittarius. All right, you might be dealing with some discomfort and not being able to do what you want in the moment, but you're being asked to be more intentional with your decisions for a reason. The hard work will pay off. Capricornio, something from the past could come rearing its ugly head today. Know that you have some choice in how you choose to respond. Don't get sucked into the undertow. Free yourself. You can always rewrite your story. Next, Aquario. Aquarius, guys, you probably don't have a lot of energy to spare today, so try not to put pressure on yourself to stay busy. Rest and relaxation is a form of productivity, too. It prepares you for the real work needed. Pisces, it could be easy to compare yourself to your friends or your peers today, but that wouldn't be a good use of your time. In what ways can you learn from or collaborate with others instead of competing with them? Aries, you want to make good on any debts or catch up on overdue projects owed at work now. If you've been hiding something at work, it could get exposed, especially during this retrograde. So do what you can to bring some transparency into that work life. Taurus, sort out any issues with your one-on-one relationships at work. Aries and Taurus, something about work, whether that's with close colleagues, business partners, or with your supervisors. You've had any unresolved tensions boiling up? They're likely to resurface now. Take care of it, Taurus. All right, Gemini, the twin sign. So Mercury is your ruling planet, Gemini. So you'll feel the retrograde confusion in a big way. Expect lots of wrenches to be thrown into your usual workflow, causing major distractions, added stress, and a sense of disorganization. So try to go with the flow, schedule errors, and give yourself some leeway with transportation or meetings. Okay? All right, air sign. So now we're going into the water sign, Cancer. All right, Cancer. Instead of taking a leap of faith or trying to implement a new career plan during the retrograde, hold off until the planet stations direct on November 3rd. So watch out for November 3rd to avoid any hitting disheartening snags. You don't want to put a damper on things you're passionate about. So, all right, now you know what you got to do. Leo, Miss Tigra. Things in your personal life will likely feel a bit messy, emotional, and out of control right now. So don't be too hard on yourself. If you find that it's pulling some of your attention away from your career, it can be hard to focus on work the way you normally would when you're trudging through so many past memories. So try to put off any major projects until after the retrograde, when you feel that your mind has been clear. All right. So last but not least, Virgo. Your email inbox is a mess. And oh, it sure was. It was a mess when I came back from Cali, y'all. Your brain is a frog. You're perpetually running late, and expressing yourself feels like trying to solve a riddle. It sure has been. It's never easy when your ruling planet Mercury goes into retrograde. So Virgo, the best thing to do is slow down, take a deep breath, and restructure your to-do list. So with that, I give you all 12 horoscopes with lots of love with Miss Racky.
And with that said, that is our show. Thank you for joining us. Follow us at Latin Babbler Show on all social mediums. Become a part of our Facebook community. Visit us on website, www.latinbabbler.com. And we are out!